You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is On the Ground IPSY, our weekly conversation about the latest online story about something typically positive or impactful happening in the Ypsilanti area. I'm Lisa Berry, and we're joined by On the Ground IPSY project manager Sarah Rigg, as well as our special guest this week, who she spoke to for a story. So welcome, Sarah, and Kristen Danko, artistic director of Ypsilanti's Neighborhood Theater Group. So obviously, Sarah, you wrote about local theater this week.
I spoke to three different theater groups in the Ypsilanti area, two made up of adults and one that's targeted at youth. And just kind of talked a little bit about some of the challenges of, keeping a theater group running during the pandemic and what their plans are for 2021.
So, Kristen, tell us, how has it been for Ypsilanti's Neighborhood Theater Group?
Well, it's been different. Yeah. So we definitely had to do, that virtual shift. And I'm really proud of everybody in the ensemble. In October of 2020, we did a virtual play festival through Zoom. We've been doing audio dramas, and now we're back to more virtual. We will be virtual this summer, but we are expanding on it, and we will be filming these together as plays. So we will be staging plays. We just won't be able to do it live in front of an audience. So it will be streamed in August 2021.
Audio drama, is that like old school radio?
Yeah, we're kind of experimenting with that. We have some microphones and audio equipment all set up, and ensemble members write scripts, and then we record them and edit it together, and those are available on our Patreon page. So if you go to patreon.com/ntgipsy, for a certain amount of month, you have access to these audio dramas.
Something else that I saw Sarah mention in her article this week is that the Neighborhood Theater Group solicited original 10-minute plays inspired by a piece of music. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that was in October of 2020. We did a 10-minute virtual play festival. We put out a call to local playwrights to write us a 10-minute play that was inspired by any piece of music. We got a ton of submissions, and we chose the top five, and we did those as virtual readings over Zoom, and you can still see those. They are available on our social media as well as our YouTube channel.
Now we're hearing and saying and reading about things that we probably never imagined over a year ago, like virtual stage and Zoom and how that applies to theater. How much of a learning curve has this been for you?
A huge learning curve. I mean, we were actually in rehearsals for shows when the pandemic happened. So all those shows were in the back burner. We had a whole season planned, and we really had to kind of scrounge and see what we could do to keep ourselves creative, keep putting content out there, and keep creating theater. The technology in itself has been a learning curve, how we do this. So when we did the virtual play festival, the directors got together, we're giving each other tips, and we found things that notes that you give actors as a director you would never give in a live performance, and certain things like that. And then doing the audio dramas, we've been learning how to use the audio editing programs and how to really just use your voice as an actor. Mm. So things like that, and how to write for these types of things too. So there's been quite a learning curve, but it's been a interesting experience, and I'm glad that we've been able to keep going with it and keep ourselves going.
Are there things you've learned that you might use once the pandemic is over and we're back to in-person theater?
Yeah, I mean, I think incorporating things like voiceovers and incorporating these technology into our live performances is something that we can do. Also, developing new scripts over Zoom so we can have actors that are out of state come and read with us and develop scripts that way.
And Sarah, who else did you talk to for your story this week?
So learning curve seems to be the theme of this article to a great degree. I talked to PTD Productions. I talked to Marie and Janet from PTD Productions. They are in their 28th year as a volunteer-only theatrical company in Ypsilanti. And they also put on a short member-written virtual show last year called Advice for Losers. But that's pretty much all they did last year. They looked around for some outdoor venues for this year. That was one of the options they considered. But a lot of outdoor venues are kind of catching on to the fact that they're really popular right now with the pandemic, and they were priced out of all the venues that they looked at. So they're working on another streaming show, a comedy called Your Call is Very Important to Us, that was written by a former PTD member. They're hoping that they might be able to do live in-person plays by this fall. They're looking at November, but it's going to depend on sort of what the COVID numbers are looking like at that point. And then finally, I talked to a newer group. They haven't been around very long, called the Professional Youth Theater of Michigan, which is based in Ypsilanti. And the two founders have been involved with another local youth theater production that just shut down. They just didn't do anything at all in 2020, and they're like, you know, these kids, you know, put all this work into rehearsing, and they didn't put on their show, so they started their own troupe, and they've got kind of sort of two tracks. They've got a program for younger kids, and then they said the teens kind of learned at an accelerated pace, so they gave them their own sort of track to be on, and they are going to be doing a mix of virtual shows and also some live summer camps where they'll be rehearsing and putting on a show in 5 days. So they have lots of really interesting stuff going on.
And let's listen to one of the shows they put together via Zoom for a second here.
Have we go on with the show? We've rehearsed, we've sung along, we know the words to every song. We go online.
So back to you, Kristen Danko, Neighborhood Theater Group in Ypsilanti. Will we be seeing you perform anytime soon in person?
We're taking it project by project. So we will be streaming this summer. You can check out our summer shows, August 2021. There'll be two original one-act plays, this time inspired by Joy. And those two plays will be by local playwrights. And then we'll also be streaming a family show called Annie Ipsy and the Case of the Missing Meat. And that is written by myself and our literary manager, A.M. Dean. So those will be available. And then we are planning in October to stream a, we usually do a Halloween Black Cat Cabaret show, but this year we are going to turn that into a virtual Black Cat Variety show. So that will be able to stream in October.
Like a lot of other arts organizations or performance arts groups, are you finding that you're having more people seeing what you're doing because it is online and they can really view it anywhere?
Yes, we have had feedback that folks from out of state have been able to watch our shows, and they've never really been able to check out a live performance, but now they can see what we're doing. They can subscribe to Patreon and hear our audio dramas or watch our virtual shows. So that's been really exciting to have a broader audience in that way, bring more people in.
That's Ypsilanti Neighborhood Theater Group Artistic Director Kristen Danko. Also, we want to say thank you to Sarah Rigg from On the Ground Ipsy for joining us on this episode here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you.